Shalom everyone, today in Parashat Tzria we're going to talk about probably the biggest achievement in someone's life. A baby is born, the mother, the father, everybody is happy. And yet in this week portion, it starts off that after a lady gives birth, she needs to sacrifice an offering because she sinned. It's a sin offering almost. How did she sin? What went wrong? She just gave birth, she just gave life. Our commentary gives a couple of explanations, and the classic one is an explanation that all of us can relate, not from our own experience as a man, but even women today, it's a bit different. I'm not judging everybody. I haven't been through this pain. But you know, as a child, I remember when I watched a film or a TV show, I always saw the experience of giving birth, and I thought it's the reality, as the most painful situation possible. The lady there screams, everything is crazy, she's losing it. Of course, it is a very painful moment, and I'm not saying anything against it. But in this day and age, something is a bit different, because there are anesthetics, and the lady can get a treatment before the birth. That's exactly where it gets complicated. In the ancient time, you couldn't go through anything, anyway, to help you give birth. And our sages explained that at the moment of birth, in this challenging, painful moment, she might have cursed the idea of giving birth yet again. She can say, I'm never going to be with my husband again. I'm never going to give birth. I'm never going to do it again. And that's a sin. Time passes, therefore, after the baby is there, now it's not painful, now the blessing is there, she can relax and she say, I want to ask this offering, I've sinned, I should have said that, I of course want to continue to bring babies. That's the classic explanations of our sages. Where can you find a sin in the mother's birth? And of course, this moment actually also is very complex, because if we go back to the book of Genesis with the curse, after Adam and Eve were thrown away from Gan Eden, from heaven, it says in a very clear way that the punishment that the women receive after the sin is Be'etzev Tildi Banim. In sorrow you will give birth. And the truth is, the word was changed from sorrow to labor in the mid-18th century. Why? When Queen Elizabeth gave birth for her 8th child, a doctor gave and proposed this new concept of anesthesia. The world didn't know yet that this will change everything, and give birth is going to be a complete different process. But after the event, also biblical people read and said there's a problem. When you give anesthesia to a lady, you are changing the curse that God gave. Now, if it's not going to be so painful, maybe you're changing world and life meaning. What God wanted to have pain, and now you are avoiding it. And then a Jewish guy came. He was a rabbi, he was a scholar, and he went to the world in Hebrew of the Bible. Be'etzev tildi banim, etzev, not necessarily means being in tears, cry, being in sorrow. The word etzev, the root of the word, also means to design, to build something. And this is how the world was changed from sorrow to labor. Labor, work, was now the word that we're going to use in the Bible, and also for women in labor. That specific moment and this change teaches us something great about any creation. But specifically at this week, when we're standing in Yom HaAtzma'ut, I want to connect between the birth of a kid, of a child, and the birth of a nation. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, which we mentioned several times in this lesson, teaches us something else in a completely different manner to think about a sin that was given by the mother. And he says as follows. At that moment, there was a very physical struggle. There was a lot of pain. There was a lot of effort. And the woman there, sitting there, made one mistake. She was focusing in the actual physical side, but she forgot about the what's going to come from it, the spiritual birth of a child. When you want to give an example, you think about a fighter, a warrior in war. All his physical essence is coming into fruition. He fights, he runs, he shoots. He has all of intensity of the physical side in him. And he fights for his nation, but then only after that you understand, what have I done? It's not the physical aspect, not just how I moved and I shaped my muscles. It's about what I've created out of it. And I've saved life. And I've allowed people to live safely. That's the point Rabbi Hirsch tries to explain. After a lady give birth, the physical aspect needs to move aside. After you relax, after everything is okay, now focus on what you created. You created life. You saved life. You brought a blessing to the world. You changed everything. And that moment is a spiritual moment that now, by offering and sacrificing, you can connect with the higher, deeper meaning of the birth and the creation. You are literally giving life. We know when people went through horrible situation in life of nations during war, the reasoning behind the baby boom after that is the will to give life. You understand, by creating, by connecting, by continuing life, you give blessing to the world. That's the spiritual aspect you want to give. The word in Hebrew of the seat where a lady gave birth is called mashbel. Mashbel also sounds like crisis. It's the same word. From a crisis, life comes. From something difficult, a blessing comes. From something challenging, light is going to shine in the world. In the day of Yom HaAtzmaut, this week we remember that. This nation was born all the way back there in Egypt. But that was only the physical side. We left Egypt, but the goal was to arrive to Mount Sinai and receive the Torah. Yes, it's important, the physical, but what's the spirituality? Without the spirituality, almost there's no importance for the physical aspect, or at least you need both. At this Yom HaAtzmaut, at this time, we're thinking exactly the same. Let's not forget what this nation was born for. This nation is more than the physical aspect. It's more than having a country like everybody else. There's a goal, there's a message, there's an aspect here that we need to show and bring the world, the spiritual aspect of the nation. So after the difficult birth and after the challenging times we had and we still have, let's aim for the future, for the spiritual side, for the moments that we highlight and we remember. It is more than just the pain, the sorrow, the now. It's the creation. It's the labor. It's the work of God in the world, bringing the people of Israel back, bringing babies to the world, changing and bringing lights. Shabbat Shalom.